Okay, guys, so we continue with the journey of Dante and Virgil. Now they're going inside of the purgatory, which is the first part they're going to go through. I hope you guys are ready. Keep it up, man. Let's see what we find. I found a better book. Like, it's the same Divine Comedy, but this one, it's not like a poem, and this is like a story. So it's way better. I hope you like it, and let's get started with this story, right? These are divided into cantos, right? We have until the canto 33. We're going to get started with the first canto, Purgatory. Without further ado, man, I don't want to take too much of your beautiful time, right, with my jigger jabber. Let's get into the podcast. Purgatory, canto 1. The new theme, invocation of the masses. Down of Easter on the shore of Purgatory. The four stars. Cato. The cleansing of Dante from the stains of hell. To run over better water, the little vessel of my genius now hoists her sails as she leaves behind her a sea so cruel. And I will sing of that second realm where the human spirit is purified and becomes worthy to ascend to heaven. But here, let dead poesy rise again, O holy Moses, since I'm yours, and here let Calliope somewhat mount up. Accompanying my song with that sound which the wretched Pique felt, the stroke such that they despair of pardon. A sweet color of oriental sapphire, which was gathering in the serene aspect of the mid sky, pure even to the first circle, renewed, delight to my eyes, soon as I issue forth from the dead air, which had afflicted my eyes and my breast. The fair planet, which incites to love, was making all the orient to smile, veiling the fishes that were in her train. I turned me to the right hand and gave heed to the other pole. And so four stars, never seen save by the first people. The heavens appeared to rejoice in their flamels. Oh, wide old northern region, since thou art deprived of beholding this. When I had withdrawn from regarding them, turning me a little to their other pole, there where the wane had already disappeared, I saw close to me an old man alone, in aspect worthy or so much reverence that no son owes more to his father. He wore his beard long and mingled with white hair, like his locks, of which a double list fell upon his breasts. The rays of the four holy stars so adorned his face with light that I saw him, as though the sun had been in front. "Who are you? Counter to the blind stream, have fled from the eternal prison," said he, moving those venerable plumes. "Who has guided you? Or who was a lamp to you, issuing forth from the deep night which ever makes the infernal valley back? Are the laws of the abyss thus broken? Or is a new design changed in heaven that, being damned, you come to my rocks?" My leader then took hold of me, and with words and with hands and with signs controlled to reverence my knees and brow. Then he answered him, "Of myself I came not, a lady descended from heaven, by reason of whose prayers I succored this man with my company." But since it is the will that more of our condition be unfolded to you, how it truly is, mine cannot be that this be denied to you. This man has not yet seen his last evening, but through his folly was so near that there was very little time to turn. Even as I've said, I was sent to him to rescue him, and there was no other way than this, along which I have set myself. I have shown to him all the guilty people, and now I intended to show him those spirits that perch themselves under your guard. How I have brought him, it will be long to tell you. From on high descends power, which aids me to lead him to see you and to hear you. Now may it please you to look graciously upon his coming. He goes seeking liberty, which is so dear, and he knows who for it renounces life. This you knowest, for death, for its sake, was not bitter to you in Utica, where you did live the vesture, which on the great day shall be so bright. The eternal edicts are not violated by us, for this one is alive, and Minos do not bind me. But I am of the circle where are the chaste eyes of you, Marcia, who in her look still prays you, O holy breast, that for you own thou hold her, for her love then incline yourself to it. Allow us to go on through the seven realms. I will report this grace from you to her, if though they nest to be mentioned there below. Marcia, so please my eyes while I was on earth, said he then, that whatsoever grace she wished from me, I did. Now that she duels on the other side of the evil stream, she can move me no more by that law which was made when thence I issue forth. But if a lady of heaven move and direct you, as thou sayest, there is no need of flatteries. It may well suffice you that thou ask me for her sake. Go then and see your gird. This one with a smooth rush, and that thou wash his face, so that thou cleanse it from all stain. For it were not befitting to go with eye dimmed by any cloud before the first minister that is of those of paradise. This little island, round about its very base, down there yonder where the wave beats it, bears roses upon its soft ooze. No plant of other kind that puts forth leaf or grows hard can there have life, because it yields not to the shocks. Thereafter, let not your return be this way. The sun, which now is rising, will show you how to take the mountain by easier ascent. On this he disappeared, and I rose up without speaking, and drew me quite close to my leader, and bent my eyes on him. He began, "Son, follow my steps. Let us turn back, for from here this plain slopes to its low bounds." The dawn was vanquishing the matin hour, which was flying before it, so that from afar I discerned the trembling of the sea. We went along over the solitary plain like a man who turns to a road which he has lost, and until he find it, seems to himself to go in vain. When we were where the dew contends with the sun, and through being in a place where there is shade is little dispersed, my master softly placed both his hands outspread upon the grass. Whereon I, who was aware of this intent, stretched toward him my tearful cheeks. Then he wholly uncovered on me that color which hell had concealed. He came then to the desert shore, which never saw men navigate its waters, who afterwards had experience of return. Here he girt me, even as I pleased the other. Oh, marvel! That such as he cooled the humble plant, such it instantly sprang up again there whence he had plunked it. The sun had now reached the horizon, whose Marian circle covers Jerusalem, when its highest point, and the night which circles opposite to him, was issuing forth from the gangs with the scales which fall from her hand when she exceeds. So that where I was, the white and red cheeks of the beautiful Aurora were becoming orange through too much age. We were still alongside the sea, like folk who are thinking of their road, who go in heart and in body linger. And lo, as at approach of the morning, Mars glows ruddy through the dense vapors down in the west above the ocean floor. Such appeared to me, so may I again behold it. A light along the sea coming so swiftly that no flight equals its motion, from which, when I had a little withdrawn my eye to ask my leader, again I saw it, brighter become and larger. Then on each side of it appeared to me a something, I knew not what, white, and beneath, little by little, another came forth from it. My master still said not a word until the first white things appeared as wings. Then, when he clearly recognized the pilot, he cried out, "Mind, mind, thou bend at your knees! Behold the angel of God. Fold your hands henceforth. So shall you see such officials. See how he scorns human instruments, so that he wields not oar, or other sail that his own wings between such distant shores. See how he holds them straight towards heaven, steering the air with his eternal feathers, which are not changed like mortal hair." Then, as the bird divine came more and more toward us, the brighter he appeared, so that my eye endured him not nearby, but I bent it down, and he came unto the shore with a little vessel, swift and light, so that the water swallowed not of it. At the stern stood the celestial pilot, such that he seemed inscribed among the blessed, and more than 100 spirits sat within. There they all were singing together with one voice, with what soul that is after written. Then he made them the sign of the holy cross, whereon they all threw themselves upon the strand, and he went away swift as he had come. The crowd, which remained there, seemed strange to the place, gazing round about, like one who makes essay of new things. The sun, who with his bright arrows had chased the Capricorn from mid-heaven, was shooting forth the day on every side, when the new people raised their brows towards us, saying to us, "If you know, show us the way to go to the mountain." And Virgil answered, "You perhaps believe that we are experienced of this place, but we are strangers, even as you are. We came just now, a little while before you, by another way, which was so rough and difficult that the ascent henceforth will seem play to us. The souls who by my breathing had become aware that I was still alive, marveling became deadly pale. And as to hear news, the folk pressed to a messenger who bears an olive branch, and no one showed himself shy or crowding. So all of those fortunate souls fastened themselves on my countenance as is forgetting to go to make themselves fair. I saw one of them drawing forward to embrace me with so great affection that it moved me to do the like. Oh, shades! Empty save in aspect. Three times I clasped my hands behind it, and as often returned with them unto my breast. With wonder, I believe, I painted me. Whereat the shade smiled and drew back, and I, following it, pressed forward. Gently it said that it should pass. Then I knew who it was, and I prayed it, that it would stay to speak with me a little. I replied to me, "Even as I loved you in the mortal body, so loosed from it I love you, therefore I stayed." "But wherefore art you going?" "My Casella, in order to return another time to this place where I am, do I make this journey?" said I. "But from you, how has so much time been taken?" And he to me said, "No wrong has been done me if he who takes both when and whom it pleases him has many times denied to me this passage. For of a just will his own is made. For the 3 months indeed he has taken with all peace who has wished to enter. Wherefore, I, who had now turned to the seashore, where the water of Tiber becomes salt, was benignantly received by him." To that outlet has he now directed his wing, because always those assemble there who toward Acheron do not descend. And I responded back, "If I knew lack, take not from you memorial practice of the song of love which was not quiet in my longings, may it please you therewith somewhat to comfort my soul, which coming higher with its body, it so wearied." Then he began so sweetly, then sweetness still within me sounds. My master and I, and that folk who were with him, appear so content, as if naught else could touch the mind of any. We were all fast and attentive to his notes. The venerable old man crying, What are all these spirits? What negligence? Why to do all of this? Run to the mountain to strip off this love which lets not God be manifest to you. As when picking up grain or tares, the doves assembled and their feeling quiet without display of their wanted pride. If they seem afraid, suddenly let the food alone, because they are assailed by a greater care. So I saw that fresh troop leave the song and go towards the hillside, like one that goes but knows not where he may come out, nor was our departure less speedy. Canto 3. Ante Purgatory, Souls of Those Who Have Died in Contumacy of the Church. So we're about to enter, he entered the purgatory. He was talking to one of his friends, right? They are still in the boat before getting to the purgatory. All of this happens while they are on the boat. So they basically, it's like they're crossing an ocean to get to the purgatory. They haven't gotten the purgatory, right? And the canto number 3 is where they get to the purgatory. But we leave it like that until now. I hope you guys enjoying. Keep it up. I'll send you the index. Very good words right here.